Hello, audio listener. Please subscribe, leave a like and review on the platform you're listening from. The video version of this show is on YouTube and the link will be in the description.
Hello and welcome back to another what I was used to call the Music Matters podcast. If you're not following me on Instagram already, then the big news is that I'm actually rebranding the show. There's lots of reasons why I'm rebranding. I'm going to go dive into that in this podcast. But first of all, I'm actually going to dive a little bit back in why or how Music Matters came about. Me and Craig actually did cover it on like the first episode that we did and why we started it. But we never actually sort of covered why we come up with the name and, you know, how it all come about and the growth and how it all sort of developed. So basically, through lockdown, me and Craig started to do some podcasts with, you know, with each other over Zoom, and it was only audio. So we started with audio first, and we used a site which I still use today. It's called Anchor, and Anchor, which is now called actually Spotify for podcasters. But anyway, at the time, Anchor, which it was called back then, with Anchor, we did it. It's for free. You could distribute your podcast on there. So I went on to like Adobe. Photoshop on your phone, like the app, right? Done that, and I was like, oh, do you know what? Like, I'm gonna fucking find something to do with Music Matters on there. So I found this like funny art, and it had a funny M, and then I put the Music Matters, and I just come out of it. And I says, Craig, are you happy with this? And Craig's like, well, I think we should come up with a different name. Maybe we should, maybe we shouldn't. I don't know, but it's good for now. It probably nothing will probably ever come of like this podcast. I mean, maybe it will, maybe it not, but we didn't think it would, right? We were just using it through lockdown to talk to people and talk about music because that's what we wanted to do instead of watching like Netflix and shit like that over the lockdown. So we did start with me and Craig, and then we did like Dark Ops, we did Tim Mantle, Night Blunt V, we did like all these people. And we did some people before that as well, like through audio, but they weren't through video. So we did the audio part and we were like, yeah, you know what? Well, I enjoy doing this. And I said to Craig, you know, as the lockdowns came to a halt and we could start going around other people's houses that we work with, or, you know, the rules that they were back then. I said to Craig, look, I'm going to buy like a black sheet that goes behind us, like a little backdrop thing. And we'll buy two tables. We'll put them together. Buy some mics, and I buy like a like an old Behringer mixer, right? Used for phantom power for these mics, and we'll put them, and we, you know, we'll video record with a webcam. So that's how it all started. We did the webcam thing, and the, you know, and it was poor quality, real poor quality. But as you do, like when you start stuff, it's how it all starts out and plans out. So when we was got that far, we were like getting more guests on. Craig was like, yo, look, I've got my little studio, you know, with my decks and everything down in my house. I can get lights and prop it up, and you know, and you know, sort of build like a podcast studio, if it were. And it was a lot of like setting up, setting down, and it looked really good. And we had people like Fat Media Dave, Junior Tomlin, some fantastic people like in Craig's little like studio section bit. So when we did that, we were like, you know, this is going well, we're getting more traction online, it's picking up, it's, you know, it's doing good. At that point, when we was doing it, the you know, packing up and packing down was stressful. So, and I said to Craig, look, I can build a studio in my garage, you know. And he was like, yeah, man, let's do it. So we built one, we done that, and then we bought better cameras, we bought, you know, better mics, and I've got these orange chairs and stuff like that. So we kind of went with the concept of orange chairs and like the, you know, orange and grey. And the chairs were free, like you've probably heard many times on the podcast. And so everything was like done cheap, basically. And it kind of grew and grew and grew. And then we started doing like Bass Coast Festival and then this, that and the other. And, you know, it kind of just went on and on and on like that. And, you know, we got really good opportunities under the name of Music Matters. So when it came to it, like of growing more, it was a lot more stressful, like trying to organise people to come on, trying to get scheduled guests. Some guests would pull out at last minute, or and then Craig would have to come round and all this sort of stuff. And it was a bit mishmashy. And Craig was like, look, I love doing my art. I'm going to venture out into that. And obviously Craig went and done his own thing. And then I was like, oh, should I go out on my own? And, you know, I thought, oh, will people find me boring? Will people think like I ain't fun or anything like that? And I thought, do you know what? Like, you know, it's like going through the whole music journey again of, will people like my music or people like this, people like that. So, you know, I spoke to a few people and they were really supportive. They were like, you know what, mate, you know, go out on your own. I think you'll do well. You know, give it a go. If it doesn't work out, you know, all well and good. So I was like, yeah, do you know what, fuck it. Like, I'll give it a go. If people enjoy it, fantastic. If they don't, then, you know, I've enjoyed the journey that I've been doing it. And I got fantastic feedback from people and it was really positive and I loved it, you know, and I loved doing it. But with the Music Matters brand, it was kind of like, well, it was something quick and niche. And then when I started looking in online, there was the thing that made me change the name was when I started to see more Music Matters like podcasts, like on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. So there was like, originally the podcast that we started, me and Craig, previously, was just called Music Matters. And then there was other ones called Music Matters. There was like more of the classical kind of stuff. And it wasn't with our sort of thing, right? So then we changed to Music Matters Podcast. And then someone had that. And then we were like, the Music Matters Podcast. So just adding the made it like a little bit more different, hardly at all really, but just so it didn't have the same title. And then, you know, I was like, fuck, I was reading into like lots of marketing, social media marketing, SEO, how YouTube works, how this works, and a lot of it is search optimization and keywords, hashtags, you know, all this sort of stuff, right? Algorithms and whatever. I spent all last year just researching, talking to people. Everyone I listened to and every video I watched, they all came down to one thing, and that was niching down to your specific brand of what you are. And we spoke about this in the podcast. It comes to like, you know, if you're a techno artist, house artist, you know, creating your own brand, niching it down to that. So, you know, I kind of thought, well, Music Matters is a big, wide spectrum of, music does matter, but it's a big, wide spectrum of what, you know, music in general, right? It could be pop, it could be this, but this mainly specifically is on like rave, you know, all genres in electronic music, obviously. I thought to myself, well, you know, I need a name, and I thought about it for a while. I need a name that niches down to what this podcast does and represents. Is it going to be a good fit? So last year I was coming up with names. I did a brainstorm thing on like the whiteboard, and I was like, you know, right, okay, it's right in the middle. DJs, podcasts, rave, nightclubs, you name it. I had it all written out, and plus while I was doing that, I had to search online for every name that I come up with. So I was writing down every name. While I was trying to do this, I was also obviously interviewing people, doing the weekly promotion things, trying to do music, run a family, home, job. And I was like, fuck, I need to come up with a name because this is just too much stress and too much time consuming. So I kind of just was like, okay, right, well, Rave is the one. Rave Cave was one of the names. I thought, nah, it's fucking cheesy as fuck. So Rave Cave was not one that's going to be on there. And I'm thankful that someone else had that name who does mixes. And they had the Instagram page, they had the SoundCloud and all that sort of stuff. So I'm glad that was taken. So then I thought, well, Rave is always in a room on the Shoe Festival, obviously, but you're still kind of in a room in a tent. Yeah. And then I thought, Rave Room, let's go with that. You know, I beat around the bush loads on all these other names. It was going to be like Rave Collective or, you know, but I couldn't have like just DJ podcast or producer podcast or, you know, too niche down. But I needed something that was within that thing. And I think Rave covers, you know, is the umbrella of everything like that underneath it. So yeah, then it come to finding the artwork and stuff like that. So actually I used AI generated like for artwork. And I kept like the slogan in of "We Talk Electronic Music" because that's what we do. And so on the AI generator, logo generator, I typed in Rave Room Podcast, and then underneath it will say, do you have a slogan? Optional. And I put, yeah, we talk electronic music. So I done it, and then I was scrolling through, and I was with my missus, like, yeah, well, what do you think would be best? Do you think this would be good? That would be good. And when I spoke to a few people and looked at marketing, pretty much all of them said, don't overdo it, be sweet, simple, get to the point, and, you know, nail it down, right? So I was like, okay, rave room, let's make it look like a bit of a roomish kind of thing, and a box, and then raves inside it, and blah, blah, blah. So then as I was going through the AI generator thing, I found one. I was like, that's simple, it's effective, it's good. So I done that, and I sat in one of these orange chairs, and I did a load of photos, like lighting and things like that, to get a different thing. And I actually photoshopped like two speakers next to me for the artwork, and changed it around a bit, and then I sent it to a few people. And people are like, mate, that's some cool artwork, I like that. And when I told people the name, they were like, yeah, it's cool, man, rave room's sick. And I thought, well, these people just, you know, like, pick at it, you know, like, be honest, if you think it's shit, like, just say it, you know. And there were some people like, yeah, man, it's, you know, this, when they're looking at certain artwork, they were like, this artwork's shit, that's shit. So I was playing around with that, and I said to myself, I need to get this, like, done, because it's taking up too much time. And then I come up with, you know, the logo. I actually designed it myself in the end, with a little bit of inspiration from the AI stuff. And yeah, I kind of put it all together. And then I was like, okay, now it's the time of actually changing the name and revealing it to everyone. You know, I thought, is this the right decision? Because we built a brand, all and myself, like, just me and Craig, and on my own, built a brand to what it is. And I thought, you know, are people going to like it? Are people going to think it's, I'm a phony, or, oh, he can't make his mind up, or, oh, you know, it's not that big of a great thing, you know, whatever. All these things are going through my mind. That's, you know, it's normal, right? And I thought, no, do you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go forward with it. So yesterday, I think my missus got more excited than me for it, because I was panicking. She was like, fuck it, this is exciting. And I changed it, and I was waiting for all these negative comments to come back and be like, you know, oh, man, this ain't the right move, this, that, and the other. So when I put it online last night, I sat up actually till 2 in the morning. And I was just like paranoid about what people were saying and looking at. And I shouldn't be. I know you shouldn't be thinking like, but you know, when you built something up, like I did with my music side career, or whatever, you do, right? But you don't let it get you, but you want to see what's going on. And it's kind of like research as well. You're kind of like seeing what the vibe is, and you know, it's kind of like research as well in that sense. So I was like, and then all these like good messages started coming in, just piling. And I thought, you know, I've rave room now. Like, it's niche down, it's about the music, hashtags with raving it, podcast, techno house, DMB, all that sort of stuff, search optimization. And all the like good feedback that I got from it, from people, I actually gained 25 followers in just one day from rebranding. Now, I don't know if that's because of the hype or if that's because of all the marketing stuff that I've watched, saying, you know, like, niche down to what looks to your brand, you know, and you'll be more discoverable. So I didn't know which one it would be, but it didn't really matter at that point. I was like, it doesn't really matter. Like, you know, people are following and it's great, and you know, they must love the content on the rebrand. You know, it looks more professional. People were saying it was the right move, it was much better, it was just all really good. And I was so humbled by all this, like, love I was getting from everyone about how good it was to see, like, this new change. And even some big people in the industry messaged me directly. They were like, you know what, this is a good move for you. I think you've done the right thing. So I was like super humbled by that, and I loved all the love that I got from it. So yeah, you know what? Did I hate the Music Matters originally? No, it served a purpose at the time. But then, like I say, with what I've explained already, it needed to change for more of a discoverability thing and a more of a representation of the scene doing the podcast, if that makes sense. So yeah, we represent rave, everything underneath it that falls in that category. So that's why I thought the rebranding was the best thing. And the feedback, like I said before, the feedback that I got was fantastic, and I loved it. It meant a lot to me, and super, super happy about it. So for the new things for the Rave Room, are there going to be any new things? Well, first of all, the color gray and orange is still going to stay the same. Artwork's obviously different. It looks a bit more professional. I spent more time on it, and I'm glad that's done now, because that's a little bit more time for me to focus on music and the podcast. And there's going to be, like, I'm going to have some new equipment, like new tent, for remote podcasts, because we're going to be doing some festivals. I can't reveal quite yet, I don't think, but there are some that I can do eventually, which I will do. So stay tuned in the podcast and you'll find out what festivals I'm attending this year. So new tent, way more bigger setup. The editing skills are going to be a little bit different. I've been researching on that. You know, I do it all on iMovie, so it does what it needs. Yeah, it does what it needs to. Really, I'm happy with iMovie, so I'm gonna stick with that. And yeah, just kind of different, like, editing structures, and hopefully it will all plan out. So I'm super thankful for everyone that's supported the rebranding. Super thankful for all the kind words everyone said. I try my best to help grow the scene with obviously doing this. I obviously love meeting new people, everything in the music industry. If you can help me grow the show, because I'd love to obviously expand more and bigger and wider. I've still got the mannequin. I bought a new monitor for the head, so that you can see the guests a lot more better. Yeah, and obviously it's going to be a lot more new music from myself this year, so stay tuned for that. I will be sharing it on the podcast. I did want to keep the two separate, but I thought, well, no, I'm promoting other artists. I should be promoting myself on that platform as well. So I'm going to do that, because people said to me, you should be doing that. And I said, yeah, but I didn't want to, you know, I'm kind of a humble guy. I didn't want to encroach on that. And keep, but they said, no, you should be doing that as well. So that's what I'm going to be doing, because people advised me that's the best move to do. And, you know, if you can, please give the Instagram a follow. YouTube subscribe, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Leave a like and review. Share my content on Instagram. Tag people in it. You know, tag people you want me to interview. You name it. I'd really, really appreciate the help. So again, I just want to say thank you ever so much for everyone that's supported it. Thanks for watching the show, and let's continue to make great quality content, interview some fantastic people, and let's just go with it and have fun.